It is time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hey, Will.
Good morning, Scott.
Lulu sang a lot of clues last week, and I feel like that set a really high bar that I don't think I'm going to meet.
Yeah, well, you don't need to sing anything today.
Okay. Well, remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Matthew Leal of San Francisco. I said, write down the name of a country, plus its capital, one after the other, and hidden in consecutive letters inside this is the name of a film that won an Academy Award for Best Picture. And the geography is Bahrain, Manama. Hidden inside that is Rain Man.
We got over 1,400 correct responses. The winner is Debbie Samuels of New Smyrna Beach, Florida. Debbie, congratulations. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much. It's wonderful to be here.
How did you figure it out?
Well, I just fixed on Rain Man. And then Bahrain popped into my head, but I didn't know capital of Bahrain. So my next step was to look up the capital, and it worked for Rain Man. So voila.
And here we are. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, golly. Since Walkman days and postcards.
Walkman days.
It's a dream come true.
Well, here we go. We're at the top of the roller coaster. Take it away, Will.
All right, Debbie. I think after all these years, you are prepared. Every answer today is a famous person, past or present, whose last name has seven letters. I'll give you a word or phrase that contains those letters in left-to-right order, not consecutively, and a hint to that person, you name the person. For example, if I said came around and a British prime minister, you would say Cameron.
Okay, well, fire away.
Number one is Emery Stone, and you're looking for a philosopher and essayist. It's a 19th century American essayist and philosopher.
Of course, Emerson.
Emerson is it. Number two is Fender Bender, and you're looking for a tennis champion.
Oh, Federer.
Federer, Roger Federer, good. Strangely enough, and you're looking for an American poet.
Strangely enough.
More modern than Emerson?
Modern, yet much more modern than Emerson. And here's your hint. Starts with an A.
Oh, of course. Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou. Good. Bomber jacket. And you're looking for a humorist.
Bombeck.
Irma Bombeck is it. Group theories. And you're looking for a folk singer.
Oh, I should know this.
Starting with G.
Oh, here's my clue to sing like Lulu.
There you go. There's your chance, Scott.
Oh, yeah, this land is your land. So that's...
Oh, man.
Oh, golly, Arlo's father.
Yeah, you got it. Arlo got three as a folk singer, so that works.
Yeah.
Your next one is Slanderous. Slanderous, and you're looking for a U.S. senator.
Sanders.
Sanders is correct, Bernie Sanders. Pro wrestling, and you're looking for a best-selling author.
Alive?
Yes. And she's from England.
Harry Potter.
There you go.
It's easier when you're not playing on air.
Yeah.
You Rowling. Have it.
Yeah.
J.K. Rowling is right. And your last one is to take effect, and you're looking for an American painter.
O'Keeffe.
There you got it. You got it. Georgia O'Keeffe. You got it.
Debbie, you nailed it. Great job.
Wow. Oh, now I've been to Crawfordsville. I've seen
my hometown.
Yes, I've been to Wabash College, and you're my trifecta.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
All right. Well, congratulations, Debbie. I do not have the exact famous lapel language here, which I've heard 6 million times. And, well, you know what you'll win. Congratulations, Debbie. Will, what is next week's challenge?
First of all, you should ask Debbie her station.
What is your member station?
WMFE in Orlando, 90.7.
Congratulations.
It's been a blast.
Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Sandy Weiss of Chicago. Name a famous woman in American history with a three-part name, change one letter in her first name to a double letter, and the resulting first and second parts of her name form the first and last names of a famous athlete, and the last part of the woman's name is a major rival of that athlete. Who are these people? So again, famous woman in American history, three-part name, change one letter in her first name to a double letter, the resulting first and second parts of her name form the first and last names of a famous athlete, and the last part of her name is a major rival of that athlete. Who are these people?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, June 17th at 3 o'clock Eastern. Make sure to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we will give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, which is key these days, you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Will, thank you so much, as always.
Thanks a lot, Scott.